Welcome to the Vital Life Podcast, dedicated to bringing you what you need to know to live your own vital life. I'm your host, Luke Longo, and together we're going to explore what it means to live a vital life. From advanced nutrition to spiritual development, we'll delve into the things that really matter in your life. With that said, let's get into it. All right, welcome to the Vital Life Podcast. I'm your host, Luke Longo. This episode is dedicated to learning about ego. What the ego is, how to get rid of the ego, and how to embrace the ego. And lastly, how to prevent the ego from sabotaging you. But before we get into the ego, I want you to subscribe to Apple and Spotify podcasts, whatever you're listening to. Go ahead, follow the Instagram. And if you could, put this podcast on your Instagram story. Help support the podcast by sharing it, putting it for other people so other people can see it. And lastly, check out the website. We got some stuff coming up on the website. Really, really, really helps make a big difference with all your support. With all that being said, let's hop into the ego. All right, so how can we define the ego? In order to start to understand the ego, we have to define the ego. Where are the boundaries? Where do we see it? And how can we define it? My interpretation, again, this is just me. I have learned a lot, but I'm sure there's more for me to learn. My interpretation of the ego is your own identity. And that probably doesn't make anything any simpler. Think about your identity as everything you believe in. Everything you think, feel, understand, believe, feel to be true. This is your identity. An example of an identity is someone who, I say I identify as a male. We're not going to get into this. Let's pick a better topic. I identify with a lot of things and nothing at the same time. What? That's just me. That's me personally, and that's how I've gotten rid of my ego. You can identify with a lot of concepts, like your name, whoever you are. You have this much money. You have this much fame, this many followers. You do this, this, and this. You're a molecular biologist. You're studying to do this. You're graduating with this. All these things, they pertain to you, your identity, right? And so eventually in life, you pick and choose what things you want to identify with. What things? You just collect your collector. And you keep collecting and collecting and collecting more and more things to identify with. That's why you think of yourself. You go through life as a collector. A person who grabs onto things and you collect them. And sometimes you're like, nah, I don't think I need this anymore. And you just kind of throw it out. You don't really need that thing. You don't identify with that anymore. That's how I look at identity. Why do we need to know about identity so that we can define ego? Well, your identity and your ego directly linked are interchangeable. Your identity is one thing. When I think of ego, a lot of the times it's a response. So when someone insults my identity, my ego comes out. When someone says, hey, your calves are small, my ego comes out. That's what happens. I'll be like, nah, I get angry. That's kind of what happens. That's probably going to blare your ears out. I'm sorry for that. I can't say that word. That is ego. Ego is a response to an attempt at your identity. Someone insults what you identify with. That's when you run into problems with ego. That's when you actually see your ego come out. Like, this might be how you think of as ego. I think of ego as a response to something. It could be different. In reality, the ego often comes out because of something against you, something that has damaged your identity, your reputation. It's a response to a negative attack at you. That's where ego usually comes out. or you need to boast. You know, ego also could come out when you feel small and you need to make everyone else know that you're big. And so you have a big ego when you are usually insecure about certain things. So when you're not comfortable with where you are, you flaunt things and you make it apparent that you have certain things to make people think of your ego is, make people think of your identity as higher. Ego is a response. You can have a big ego, and a lot of times with a big ego, you have big responses and you have big reactions when people pressure your ego and they push at your ego and they pop your ego. You have big responses. How can you manage those responses? This is the key point. If you can't manage your responses towards your ego, if you cannot manage how you respond when someone pushes at your ego, prods at your ego, and attacks your identity, in this case, if you can't manage those things, then you're going to explode and self-sabotage yourself. So it's a two-pronged approach. Number one is you can either obliterate your identity, which is what I have done on accident, and I love it, so I'm going to continue with it. Or number two, you could check your ego. You could check your identity. You could start to identify with less things. It's pretty much the same thing, honestly. I ceased to identify with stuff, and then I got to a certain level where I identify with everything. It's hard to explain. You might get there. You might be at that point, and you might be like, what the is he talking about? I completely get all three responses. The goal is to identify with less and less and less until you identify with nothing. And then once you identify with nothing, you can identify with everything. That's a brain breaker. And so we're not going to go deep into that, but that is something out there. If you want to experience that later on, I'm sure you will be able to. So how do you identify with less? How do you start to identify with less things? And this, in turn, identifying with less and less and less will make your ego smaller and smaller and smaller until an ego ceases to be a response, until an egotistic response is no longer there. How do you identify with less and less and less? Well, figure out what you actually are right now. What are you identifying with that is unnecessary? Pick and choose, right? So if I'm going to give you an example of what I did, you can do different things and just model it off of what this is. But for me, I used to have an identity with being smart. I used to need to feel smarter than everyone else, right? I had that identity. I also had another identity as this super muscular, super fit. This is my identity, right? I identified with this. I identified with being super muscular, super fit, popular, attractive. I identified with the concept of these things. And when these things left, I started to have issues. My ego ran unchecked and I started to have pathology, or I started to create problems for myself and for other people around me. I know I gave some examples that might not be the easiest for you, so I'm going to think of something that might be easier for you to realize that you identify with. All right. So, well, identity for all of us is financial identity. Do we identify ourselves as being well off, wealthy wise? Do we identify with ourselves as being financially stable is one thing, and identifying with ourselves being wealthy and holding up an appearance is another thing. Which one of these two is going to be healthy, right? Do you want to identify with someone who needs to look amazing all the time, have the most expensive things and flaunt their money? Or do you need to identify with someone who's just well off and they don't need all these expensive things to flaunt their money because that doesn't matter to them, right? It doesn't matter to them. So now you have the one person on the left is the person who's well off, right? You have the one person on the right who's the person that needs money, who needs to flaunt their appearance, to make it look like they have money. They got a nice car, they got nice sunglasses, a nice watch, they got nice clothes, and their ego is actually tied with that. It's not actually tied with the money that they have. It's tied with looking like they have money. And you see what I'm saying? It's different. The person on the right, their ego, their identity is tied up with their appearance of being wealthy. Now, the person on the left, their identity is tied up with the actual wealth that they have. It's not with the appearance of wealth. You see the nuance, that little separation. One is focused on the appearance of wealth, and their identity is in their appearance, which is something I have had issues with, and a lot of people do. The other is identifying with the fundamental aspect, with the reality, like what they actually have. It's not with the appearance of money. It's actually identified fundamentally with wealth. So it completely changes the ego, the identity of each person. Now imagine the person on the right, their appearance, they identify with looking like they have wealth. What happens when that watch breaks? What happens when that car gets in an accident? What happens when their clothes shrink in the washing machine? Now you have stripped them of their identity because they no longer have that. Now you have stripped this person on the right of their identity and have now bruised, damaged, broken their ego, all because of an object, all because they need to appear wealthy, not because they actually have wealth. There's a difference. It's because they needed to appear wealthy. How are they supposed to appear wealthy when they just got in a car accident or someone totaled their car? Someone hit them from the behind and now their car got totaled. And now they no longer have that wealthy car. They no longer have the appearance of wealth. Their ego is broken in that phase. And that identity is stripped from them. And so now if you identify with less appearance things, oriented objects, and you identify like the person on the left with wealth, with actual wealth. A house has money in the bank that's they have a cushion, right? If they identify with that, that's not unhealthy. That is healthy to identify with those things. That's healthy to identify with those. You get to pick what things you identify with. I know growing up and going through life, we didn't realize we had these choices to identify with certain things, right? We didn't realize we had those choices. Well, now you can start to identify with the things that are healthy, that are going to be useful in the long run. If you identify with the appearance-oriented things, they're going to have negative impacts, implications. You're going to be spending all your money to look like you have it all, and you're spending all your money so you have none. That's what happens. But if you're actually identifying with having a wealth cushion, you can't have a damaged ego, number one. Number two, it's healthy. It's a healthy thing for that, right? It's healthy. It's going to help you in the long run. How severely you identify with those things, that determines whether it's unhealthy or healthy, all right? And that also determines how you respond with your ego. So now that we have identity, this episode is much longer than I thought it would be. So I think this is going to be a part one of a two-part series. This is going to be the first part where you understand identity and where you understand ego, and so that you can actually start to make changes in your ego. The next part right here is going to be, you know, this is going to be a whole episode. Fuck it. It's a whole episode. All right. So now that you understand identity, and you understand how your identity can impact your ego, let's imagine for a second. All right, let's just imagine you identify with so much stuff. You identify with being smart. You identify with being talented, with being cool, with being popular, with being the boss, the manager. You identify with all these things. What happens when one of those things goes away? What happens when two of those things go away? You no longer have an identity. What happens when all of them are taken from you, stripped from you? You have no identity, right? You have no identity. And so you have to respond. Your ego now is the response. Your ego drives towards those identities. if you, let's just say you're in a group of five people, right? And you pride yourself on being the most popular, the most talkative, and the most, the coolest and the center of attention. That's what you pride yourself on. That's your identity. You identify with that. A sixth person comes in the conversation now and they are better than you. They direct the center of attention. They are more popular. They are whatever it is, the boss, the manager. Your ego is crumbled. Your ego gets put in check. Your ego now has to respond. You now have to dominate. You now have to demonstrate that you are the center of attention. You now have to demonstrate and you have to respond to get your identity back to where it was. And your ego now sticks its dirty hand in your mind and squeezes your brain and makes you do something that you don't want to do, makes you become louder or make somebody mad or do something. You hurt someone in your life. You yell at somebody. You have to check people because you have had your identity stolen. You have to check people because you have had your identity stolen. Think about that. Not only was your identity stolen, you're worse off because of your egotistical response. You have now caused more damage because your identity is stolen. You have damaged other people around you or you have damaged yourself because you couldn't handle your egotistical response to try and bring your identity back. Very abstract concepts, and I'm trying to make them digestible. All right. So now that we understand identity, now that we understand the egotistic response that is going to cause damage, there's a whole book on this called Ego is the Enemy by Ryan Holiday. Amazing book. An unchecked ego will cause you a lot of damage. How do you manage an unchecked ego? Well, you stop identifying with all these unnecessary things. You stop identifying with all these things unhealthily. You have unhealthy identifications with these things. And when your identity is removed, when you lose a piece of your collection, your ego is that monster, that id, that comes out and does something to get that identity back. It doesn't even care what the identity is. It doesn't even think about how maybe you're better off with that without that identity. It doesn't matter. All it knows is it's lost something. Go get it. I dropped a piece of my collection. Go get it. Someone took a piece of my collection, a piece of my identity. Go get it back. It doesn't think. Maybe that doesn't need to be here. Maybe I don't need to collect that. Maybe I don't need to hold on to that. Your ego doesn't think these things. Maybe I don't need to feel smart all the time. Maybe better things will happen to me. Maybe I'll be humbled and start to listen to other people because maybe they're right and I'm wrong. If I think I'm the smartest in the room, I'm not going to listen to anyone. I'm going to think what I think is right only. Only I'm right. That's what a lot of smart people think. Only I'm right. They become stubborn. They become lost in their ego. It's unchecked. And so whatever someone else proposes to them, yeah, that's a great thing, but here's what I want. That's how they think. And that's a problem. Because if you don't do that, you can't listen to other people and you can't create new ideas with them. You can't bounce things off. Check your ego. Check your identity. Look at what you identify with. Look at the next time someone insults you. Is that really an insult? Is that really an insult? Honestly, it is if you identify with it. But why identify with those things? This episode has been long, but it's been a great rant. So if you like this episode, check out the Instagram, @TheVitalLife. Go follow me. Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Click the subscribe button so you get reminded whenever I post a new podcast. All right? Check out the website. And lastly, go live that vital life. Thank you.